revising hard. It had never occurred to Harry that there would be exams with the castle in this state. There was a great deal of mutinous muttering around the room, which made Professor McGonagall scowl even more darkly. "Professor Dumbledore's instructions were to keep the school running as normally as possible," she said, "and that, I need hardly point out, means finding out how much you have learned this year." Harry looked down at the pair of white rabbits he was supposed to be turning into slippers. What had he learned so far this year? He couldn't seem to think of anything that would be useful in an exam. Ron looked as though he'd just been told he had to go and live in the Forbidden Forest. "Can you imagine me taking exams with this?" he asked Harry, holding up his wand, which had just started whistling loudly. 3 days before their first exam, Professor McGonagall made another announcement at breakfast. "I have good news," she said, and the great hall, instead of falling silent, erupted. "Dumbledore's coming back!" several people yelled joyfully. "You've caught the heir of Slytherin!" squealed a girl on the Ravenclaw table. "Quidditch matches are back on!" roared Wood excitedly. When the hubbub had subsided, Professor McGonagall said, "Professor Sprout has informed me that the mandrakes are ready for cutting at last.